all you have to do is go after these thugs properly and get some justice back into the system, because they are not going to let you in rightful cases in the system. Why? Because the dirt goes all the way to the White House of three presidents. I'll have to change the tape over. I'll repeat a sentence. Because the dirt goes all the way to the White House of three presidents. Obviously, after 10 years of revealing the entire game and showing every outcome of some 15 judges involved, it proves that people will do nothing to clean up this mess, and so the merry-go-round continues its squeaking and clanging, and the endless tunes keep drowning out the small voices of truth and justice. You will now have to counter with use of procedural malfunctions, because you can't get any type of misdeeds or issues of fact. It is the starting point and will perhaps be the ending point. My suggestion to you, get some rightful things filed before you find the cupboard bearer. After the door is opened, the horse gone, and the waiting is but to be suffered, you will have lots going in your favor, which will grow and grow and grow as the rats reveal themselves, for they have made the entire circle with billings, yet reflecting the coalition of conspiracy. So, you are impatient. I understand. But patience pays when you wait on God. Will righteousness prevail? Yes. Although perhaps you may not live in this lifetime long enough to really revel in it. But if you do the right things, you certainly will. You do not have to wait to bring major charges against the perpetrators. Any or all of them, singularly or altogether. I suggest you use the ones under your noses and move on outward to get them all. It means you need help, but I think help will be cheaper than anything you've had thus far. You have to have an attorney for a corporation? Who says? Especially if the opposing attorneys have always listed Ecker Phoenix in a single breath. What keeps you from rebutting? You had attorneys attending your needs? Well, too bad for you have spent zillions and gotten nothing save ongoing and endless filings and confusion. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Get someone here to get on with this property, for the cost will be cheap in any kind of... I said property, and I'll correct that. Get someone here to get on with this properly, for the cost will be cheap in any kind of comparison, and it is time to give the adversary some real hard spots upon which to sit his fannies. I suggest you get Glenn right down here for a lengthy stay until you know what you're doing, and go do it because you have at least 30 cases just waiting your attention. These will probably be settled right at paperwork stage, but you have good cases in every instance if the good folk at court want to pursue trials. They won't want to, count on it, but get it started prior to settlement. Will I give Doris time off to attend this? Of course. It is part of the lessons. But you don't need her. You need truth and proper procedures. You just have to read everything from the opposite perception and even attend the very verbiage presented. You will always find the exact opposite meaning, and even paperwork will reflect the opposite reality. If they, for instance, use capital letters for something on the paper, you use lowercase, and you will be correct, for they have usurped all the laws and procedures in every instance. If you have to go to subject matter, you have all the backup needed just in this last document from Abbott et al., offering 3 separate years instead of 1 accurate date. Topic probably and unfortunately will never be at issue. But, EJ, you need help, so get it. Work your way through this, and yes, I think Glenn and Bob can accomplish the paperwork format and back it up with Dave. In this manner, you are the plaintiff, and that gives great advantage in every instance. Mr. Dixon also said weeks ago that he needed nothing more from the Institute or anyone around these parts. On tape for witnesses from France to Australia. He said that if he and Mr. Lienthal were going forth and... He said that he and Mr. Lienthal were going forth and do seminars. Raise money and do wonders out there as of that afternoon. Strange thing, however, we haven't heard a word from Lienthal, and Gene only petitions for money because he is in such bad financial shape. Is there something wrong with this picture? We don't need meetings to share with you out there, for you never had the benefit of meetings other than tapings anyway. Most of the ones here don't bother to hear the tapes or read the writings. So who actually, exactly, do we serve? We will simply go back to our original business and hold the game. You of the adversary, go right ahead and destroy all you can. But you people with loans might well consider the continuing game of these people against your business. Banks are perfunctory organizations and take what they need or want without consideration to you or the adversary. Mr. Dixon stated...
And I'm going to interrupt here, too. The employees that stole, if you will, from Court and Ron at Nevada Corporate Headquarters have all of the listings, the numbers of your corporation, the names of the corporation, the bank accounts. They can go into anything. So all of that is now being taken care of. And everybody will be notified if there are any name changes or anything like that. But we want you to know that we are on top of it. Go on.
Mr. Dixon stated that he knew that none of our plans would bring in a cent. And there you have it, from an authority who never read a full writing or the paper. Well, perhaps he is right, for I doubt that anything brought in will serve his or your adversary's pockets or bank accounts. We let anyone who demands same lose or go without reward when they flow back unto us for our services. Do we have anything going? Yes. Bigger than ever you could have imagined, legally, all the way. But we have learned that most do not want to serve truth, nation, or fellow man. They want to serve themselves and destroy everything else coming along the pathway. They just want riches in their pockets and to hell with anything else. So be it. Sorting comes hard, but as surely as the morning sun on a beauteous day. Will Eckers have anything? Of course not. It is now set forth by the adversaries to attach anything and everything that they would ever have. So the parties around them may well have much, but they will have nothing ever again. And with the assaults by the thieves and robbers against the Institute, neither can it have anything save massive debts. It has massive debts, and perhaps Fort Abbott, Horton, Horn, Green, and Tooten would like to simply pay off those debts. I think it's suitable in every measure. Can't be done? Perish the thought. I am not stupid, but the clones serving the Green Brigade seem to be, as they can't seem to understand a single thing about business or its structures. And people. A loan is never an investment simply because you want to change the name on your whim. You also must realize, whether or not you like it, corporate laws hold at the assaulting of any corporation. If you didn't understand it when Mr. Green explained it to you, go look again at his plan. You are functioning under the requirements of Mr. Green while he was an officer and director of the Phoenix Institute. Mr. Green not only thinks of you as stupid, but tells everybody that you are so. Fine, if that is the kind of goodly leader you want, you got it. He turns around and tells everybody, his favorite term, that he has plans all in place to use your money for development and gold rollovers in his offshore network. Fine again, he certainly has buried his assets in Desiree's coffers and offshore and buried gold in his backyard after thieving it from you in the first place. If you had a loan with the Institute, then he stole the gold directly from you. Did he share that gold with you? No. After he was required by law to turn it over to the court after being ordered to dig it up from his backyard, he claimed he just planned to use it to pay off some debts, etc. Did he? Not a centavo. Why am I speaking about this today? Because we don't need any more of this rubbish and are hereby changing our attitudes and work to suit what is, instead of trying more to somehow salvage your life source. Everybody is going to do whatever they are going to do anyway, and that is fine with us. We are not your keepers. We are your friends and family in service to God and none other. If you have smut in your grain bins, so be it. How much of the grain did you put into the bins in the first place? And, moreover, the bins reside on Mr. Turner's farm property. So, in afterthought, Mr. Turner has a lot of spelt adzuki beans and lentils, plus some nice granaries. His property has been enhanced greatly, and note I said his property has. Anyone around here sees the ongoing guff and notes the guff being played empty of goodly souls.
Does anybody know what I just said?
No, but I'd like to.
There is a Hebrew term called guff.
G-O-F-F?
Or G-U-F-F.
Okay.
It is written in Yiddish or Hebrew, so that I can't tell you alphabetically which is correct. It is a place of souls, godly souls. And you got an empty gulf. And if any of you want to pursue that a little further, I suggest you rent the seventh seal. And you'll understand exactly what it is. Although the story's a little outrageous.
Well, I'll read that again now that we have an idea what it's about. Anyone around here sees the ongoing guff and notes the guff being almost empty of goodly souls. Others can realize that man is imperfect and unable to physically struggle against all odds. Who needs it? Well, we do not. We don't have any such thing as even resembling a cult here, so we have nothing to keep going. We see no need for martyrs or suiciding. You who are continuing in your association, thank you. For neither are we going anywhere. We simply are going to stop struggling against the wind. You who have stayed in touch, please continue to do so, for your rewards have only just begun to start. However, you who would rush to this place to find work and placement, you must now confront the fact that there will be nothing here of that nature, other than large companies doing their business ventures. If spiritual guidance is all you want, fine, but you will find groups of which there are none here who may better fill your need for participation, or certainly communal fulfillment. And you who may feel shocked and bewildered, the cup has to be emptied before it can be filled with the good wine of the harvest. This is not, nor never has it been, a destination for seekers, and never has it been expressed otherwise. Will we find a way to save the world? No, don't intend any such undertaking. We will manage to do the best we can with what has come upon us, measure out the results to the best of our ability, again, against all odds, and keep on keeping on. We fight no government or entity. If man desires truth, he shall now find it. But he will be responsible for self-finding and understanding. If you come to this place, it will be as a friend who simply wishes to see us and share a bit of tea and conversation. As of now, there are no jobs to be offered, no communal anything to be shared, and no focus on anything which is now here, although structuring of other things may well come later. Eckers volunteered for service, but they did not offer to lead anything or save anything. Mr. Green was going to do wonders, but Eckers never planned to do anything save write and serve my needs. And that, not as UFO buffs, but as helpers for the hosts of God. And what of the paper crew? Well, the paper manages to continue in publication with incredible, insightful writings and participation by totally adept writers and receivers. We will keep it going as long as possible, but remember that subscriptions are low and never cover more than half the costs, so we may well have to have half the papers. I can't control that, but I will no longer ask such bloodletting from my people and continue to protect what has already been placed for our use. Yes, we may well need some help in the now closing legal cases so that we can regain some of the costs. We have incredibly good cases already predetermined as the settlements now get out of the open court and into, quote, save your butts time for attorneys and businesses who have managed to manipulate and bury the truth to protect the guilty. We won't need more than that, so help will be appreciated. We must now, however, go outside the loop of legal eagles of, quote, look how hard I seem to have tried, while the cases have never neared settling or any attorney held responsible, even to paralegals. It is over now. We will come back on procedural misrepresentations and find out if there is a hope of change in the judicial system. But on those arguments and nothing more, right after the closure of a couple of circumstances hanging in the wind.
One of them being the gold. You need to know that now the attorneys and the estate planners, etc., are blackmailing back our own attorney, and we're sure we can get this settled if you will pay so much to these people who have stolen it in the first place. It should be so shocking to you as to stun you, the corruption, at every level, all the way through, every encounter. And these are officers of your court. They will lie, they will cheat, and they will blackmail you, even in writing, which seems to me to be foolish, but obviously it doesn't matter, does it? Poor Dave. Poor Dave Overton. If he only could have seen, because he can see now. And it is very painful because he says, I only wanted to help them. But he has. He has allowed you lessons never could you have gotten otherwise. Because you would not have believed it. Go on.
I am actually writing this today in order to save Dharma's lungs tomorrow. We have a visitor who has come a distance to share with us, and we must make it clear that there is nothing here with which to come or to make life changes in order to join someone or something.
And my intent is not to be rude. I should repeat something that I said the last time or two. I'm not going to put your names onto these tapes. All I do is open you up for a shower of incoming mail and coercion. So please, at the break, make yourselves known to each other. And I just want some of you in here to know how much I appreciate your filling in, taking charge, for instance, of the farm while Dingmans had to go back to Canada to sort out their lives with immigration. You've chosen some hard ways, some of you. And my appreciation is just unlimited for your stepping in and taking over and at least feeding the pet chickens and picking up the eggs and things like that. Somebody has to be at that farm. You can see what happens with people at the farm all the time. This is how easy it is to vandalize. And I think in all of it, the saddest part is what they did to the tractor. They drained aviation fuel out of Bob James' airplane and put it in the tractor and burned up the motor. You could not have done as much damage if they had poured it full of sugar. And they did it twice. So you can see, there is no point in trying to do much farming now, this year. And especially now that there is smut, you're going to find that you're going to get a very good crop of spelt amongst it. And it'll be easy enough to clean out the other seeds from the spelt. You will not want to put that aside for seed, but you will be able to utilize it. It'll clean up beautifully and then burn those fields. I didn't say bury it. I said burn it. Don't let anybody talk you into anything else. Clean those fields this year with burning. That's all that will get rid of it.
EJ, since Doris is still contagious, I ask that she come only at the last minute, take up the meeting immediately, so no one is huggy-kissy lest they feel pretty intensely ill for several weeks. Don't think, any one of you, that somehow you are not vulnerable. You are vulnerable, and unless you have excellent health care benefits, I suggest you not push this river. I then ask that we have the meeting and get her away so that anyone who doesn't understand the circumstances is not put into jeopardy by her presence. Does this mean that we will stop having meetings? No, it does not. We may well even begin to have more meetings, but certainly not until health is better able to withstand the speaking without setback. We have several other receivers who can do as good a job, and it is perhaps time we begin to ask their participation as well. You think you have one scrawny compatriot out there somewhere? No, you have an army of teachers and guides, brothers and those awaiting your needs. And yes, we do our work in the vineyards. Your special needs will be topmost on... Correction. I should read that one right because it's a happy one. And yes, as we do our work in the vineyards, your special needs will be topmost on our support ladder. Just keep doing your fine work and God's rewards will be in abundant measure. Life has happened while we tried other plans so that many could be included. But those plans have been attacked, broken, and nullified by the attackers and bewitchers, and that is called life. Fine, let them go their way, for when they no longer have our bodies upon which to serve or eat, there is nothing for them to continue in their silly little piddling annoyances. Don't you see that if those terrible Eckers are removed from the equation, there is nothing left for any of the Green Brigade to concern about? Therefore, we will, for all practical, living purposes, take away the Eckers and go back to our original services as writer, speaker, and mind-your-own-business ventures. You have shared for this decade of intensive lessons. You who have shared for this decade of intensive lessons.
You see, he's out of practice.
We'll have ever more strength and realization as things unfold, and actually, you see nothing in change in your daily perceptions. We just don't need any more of the adversarial trashing, I repeat. They have sold out to the devil. Let them wallow in that realization, and let's see how much they get from their leaders and abusers. What do you expect to get from the bloodless ones and those, and whose blood has fed the parasites of the Green Bunch? Well, you have, not Eckers, you who claim their services to you to destroy others' property and work. Horton and Abbott and Green now claim to be bankrupt, so that means you have provided them with whatever they have had upon which to continue the eating while bad judicial actions have been endless. May you always get exactly what you deserve, but you will come to realize your enemies, for God never breaks His word unless you change the game. Will you or anyone ever find justice in the courts? Are you kidding? Does a bear barf in the woods? Justice has become a thing only of God. And you can depend on your just rewards from God. Every time. And that's Salute.
Well, we won't get into the writings of this morning. Because they are very, very private. What to do, how to do it, and get on with doing it. Types of things that I don't want spread around. I would appreciate, and maybe if you would just silence this for just a minute, because I'm only going to talk to the ones in this room, but to you, I'm sorry, I apologize. We have many, many people who have listened to us, have structured corporations for their own personal and private use, their own business use. I'm going to step out there a little bit farther now, and I'm going to ask you to help me. As we began to unfold some of the things that we have going, and we're talking about venture capital projects, this sort of thing. I don't know how many of you are aware that if you pull out, I think it's $700 now, if you transfer that out of a bank, you have to be reported. It used to be $10,000. If there are prime participants, like a bank transferring, they can still transfer outside the country. They can wire, I believe, up to $10,000. And then they are reported. So you can see the financial centers shutting down and merging all within this big World Bank organization. And your perception of that is going to be that these are all incorporated businesses also. They have become sovereign entities like a nation all on their own. They're not incorporated. They're not legally anything. They set their own private laws, rules, and regulations, and you abide by them simply because you abide by them. You know, they tell you what you're going to do, and you do it. And who are you going to complain to? And if they are pulled into court, what are they going to do? They're going to show you their articles of incorporation that says they are protected from any assault by anybody for anything. So my petition is not that this is what we're going to do, but any of you out there with private corporations that would be willing to enter a project or whatever might be structured so that you can receive a loan toward a project to be stored and utilize your corporation, I would like for you, please, just to tell Rick at this point, no names, no corporations, no nothing. I know what your answers are because this is part of why all of you did it, so that you would be able to be of service. And there need to be some protections for project funding. And sometimes this is going to be a very large amount. And we need the ability to have a place to rest it, to get it transferred from over here to over here against paperwork that is valid, so that as we bring money into the United States of America, we do it absolutely lawfully, and to preserve all of the spendable assets that we have, and we don't care whether it's value. We're not interested in currency. So debit cards work just fine for our purposes. You want letters of credit and things of that sort, so that your financial capitalist is basically out of the country. But you can have a source for borrowing against these corporations, and then you're going to need a safe home, a safe bank account. So I just want to run that past you as a reminder that regardless of what it appears, you're very close to needing that kind of organizational network, because we are not going to even bend a law, not one. But we may show you what you can do by utilizing the laws where these thugs were above the law. You see, this is what you've come to have. A class of people, one world order controller rulers, who are above the law. And they write their own regulations. Well, if they can do it, I don't see why you can't do it. And all you have to do is follow the law. Get within the protection of the law. And then maybe we'll have some fun games. We know some criminals too. Rick knows which ones are the most effective and have all of this stuff in, oh well, Haiti and Dominican Republic. And has anybody heard from Ron Jackson? I do. Hatton does. Speaking of, you can say what you want to about Ron Jackson. Oh, yes, he was an incredible exaggerator and liar. But I want to tell you, in 15 minutes, he was able to access Gunther Rusbacher's Austrian bank accounts in less than 15 minutes. And it wasn't a lie. He knew exactly what the balances were, and they measured up. Never underestimate the people you have. I know that I'm missing a lot. It's been 2 months. Or a month and a half. The last two meetings were simply business meetings on a Monday. And so there's no way really to catch up. Do we have anything that maybe some of our compatriots would like to share with us? You've had some world earthquakes that have been mind blowers. And VK, bless this person's heart. And this was at my suggestion, so I really take responsibility. She came through, my God, just like a trooper, and offered these people in Iran this massive amount of money. Only to find it's unacceptable. You can't even give humanitarian help to Iran. But what they'll do now is build an organization of interstates where they can help each other. And you don't have to be involved in it. So there's been that happen. I don't know. Soltech, have anything?
Nothing out of the ordinary, Commander.
All right.
The earthquake, let me stop for a second about it.
I'd appreciate it. Well, it's the same old record is getting played a lot these days.
That's for sure. The earthquake activity, that when you talk about earthquake activity increasing at a constant rate, it's something to pay attention to. It's kind of like a pressure cooker. You can get complacent by walking into the kitchen and noticing that a pressure cooker is increasing its pressure by 5 pounds every half hour. You go in to check the turkey and you got something cooking in the pressure cooker. But if you don't have an upper limit gauge on the pressure cooker and you go away for 5 or 6 hours, guess how much the pressure cooker has gone up. So while we sit complacent waiting for larger events to happen, there have been a number of smaller events. The number of quakes in the San Francisco Bay Area has increased tremendously, not just on the normal fault lines, but now there are more of them off the fault lines, which means the ground is crinkling up and succumbing to pressures of the magma flow. And as Soltech asked me to put in the paper again a week or so ago, he asked me to rerun the material on volcanoes. We have not had 2 or 3 volcano movies coming out of the Khazarians in Hollywood for no good reason. And the volcano alerts out of Mammoth continue on a regular basis when they feel they have to cover their rear ends so they can look responsible just in case the thing blows. So we have volcano movies. We have Soltech reminding you that that area there around Mammoth is not just volcano active, and that the magma pressures are building under that entire area from Mammoth down through here and on up in the underground all the way up through the mountains, the Cascade Mountain Range. But that area there around Mammoth, on top of just possibly blowing, is also mixing with radioactive materials left over from nuclear blasting underground for many years. So when that does let go, even oozing underground and oozing on down this way, it's kind of a messy soup that'll probably glow in the dark. So the earthquakes and the volcanoes are related to each other. The Pacific Plate is active, very active, and they just aren't reporting the size of the quakes. And in fact, when the activity gets to be of an alarming nature, I've noticed that the various map sources are conveniently temporarily off the internet, so you can't get the information. And in fact, I also have noticed this with respect to financial things when I'm looking up certain financial information. When the stock market is under its various oscillatory modes where it's swinging, now we're swinging 50, 60 points in the stock market, and nobody pays any attention to it. Once upon a time, there were breaks that came on at 50-point change in the stock market. And this and the earthquake activity in many cases are related through the various political shenanigans that we don't even talk about anymore. In other words, there might be a quake in northern Iran, like the one that occurred there a couple weeks ago, that was reported to have some very strange occurrences around it, and yet we're not privy to what political maneuverings were going on that caused that. However, it was interesting that when the quake occurred in northern Iran, it was only a few days later, within a few days, that we had the mystery tornadoes, not hurricanes, tornadoes in Miami. So we had the fund capital of the Khazarians being stirred up a bit a few days after they probably had something to do with what happened in northern Iran. So all of this, so nothing has changed. I mean, you've been hearing this story from Soltec and through contact for, I don't know, 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 years, depending on how far back you look in the writings. When Dharma was writing regularly for Soltec when he was first beginning to send forth his lessons. So nothing has changed except that if you were to think of this as a dock being hit with waves, there's a point at which the dock is going to start to break up. It can only take so much wave action before it splinters. So on the one hand, the short answer is nothing new is going on. On the other hand, the faults in Southern California and Northern California can't take much more of this. And that's about all I can say. Oh, one other thing. The crooks in high places have managed to bring Richard Hoagland in with us and Art Bell. You could add an addendum to my front page editorial from several weeks ago. Richard Hoagland has accused the NASA of being responsible for murdering those astronauts back when in 1967 when there was the fire on the ground, the oxygen fire. Well, there's plenty of evidence to show that it was done on high satanic holidays that are important to the Masonic order, and that and he publicly said this after the wife of the one astronaut, I forget her name, resigned from the board several weeks ago of astronaut honor, whatever the board is that gives awards to astronauts. She said NASA's been hiding some important cover-ups for so long now that she's disgusted. And after that, Richard Hoagland came on Art Bell's show and said, I have irrefutable evidence, and I will use the word NASA murdered those astronauts. And there's more going to come out on that, but right after that, they decided to link Richard Hoagland along with Art Bell and us in terms of the cult done in Rancho Santa Fe and the murdering of those people, et cetera, et cetera. He's involved, too, forever suggesting that Hale Bopp and that the Hubble Space Telescope, why wasn't it taking more pictures of Hale Bopp and the idea of a conspiracy or that maybe Hale Bopp wasn't worth photographing if it was a hologram, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, so he's in good company, I think.
Well, I want you people to start paying a little more attention to your night skies. You get pretty lackadaisical about it unless you're out walking or something. There's more and more activity in your heavens, and I want you to remember some of the things to watch for, not the least of which, if you have two stars of equal brightness, but one is moving, I want you to notice its typical action or its typical motion. If it is a satellite, it's going to keep its orbit steady tracking. If it is a craft, sometimes it will keep its orbit as far as straight line tracking, but will then deviate, absolutely change course. Sometimes two will come from the one. But the one I want you to especially look for these days or these nights are the moving objects as bright as the stars. They have sort of a fuzzy light appearance, but they're all over. They're just all over. They will generally move in a given direction. They may change 15 or 20 degrees from time to time in their trajectory, but those are for you. So don't miss them. Now, you're in critical time. And it has nothing to do with space. It has a lot to do with what is happening in China and Hong Kong. This is the last month for Hong Kong to be under, quote, supposedly, British rule. So a lot of things are going to be happening. And most of them will be buried, just as typical of all political hierarchies. They will manage to shift and do all of these things. Well, China is a mind of its own. It is a humongous mind, both intellectually brilliant and spiritual, also deadly and cruel. And business is going to take place. And they are going to control it. So you're going to be hearing more and more about the devious methods of just shipping in coals. They use slave labor almost, even if it's free labor, it's almost slave because of the wages. And you are headed for a world of equal opportunity where everybody has nothing. It's happening along your southern border. I just wrote about it. Just gave you a map from one side of your southern border to the other. They are taking like 15 miles in either direction. And it's a whole new nation along your border. And then finally it'll just dissolve. And you've got to be ready for these things. You've got to be prepared in your mind, knowing that the hierarchy of the New World Order, the Old World Order, and it's going to be very difficult for you to tell the players, and it maybe isn't even important. You see, some of the things that have been happening with campaign funds out of China, these are things they're trying to put Clinton down. Well, Clinton is up to his eyeballs over there having made secret arrangements with these Chinese. And this has been very detrimental to who? Henry Kissinger and the Bush boys. You see, all the while you had Tiananmen Square, Henry Kissinger had an active Kissinger Associates in many banks going over in China at the time. And while it's still hot, they send Eagleburger and Scowcroft over there. Make him Secretary of State and send him over there, this Eagleburger